This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
HarperCollins presents Wild Magic, Book 1 of the Immortals Quartet by Tamora Pierce, read by Sarah Ovens. Chapter 1. Girl with a Pony. Each year, at the end of March, a great fair was held in Kriya, the capital of Gala. Like thousands of others in the eastern lands, Onua Chamtong went there to do business, buying ponies in her case. This year, she had another transaction to make and was having no luck with it. By the end of her fifth day at the fair, it seemed she would never find the assistance she required. The prospect of taking her animal south with no one to help was an unpleasant one. "Excuse me, Trader Onua?" The speaker was a girl, shy and country-bred. "I heard you was hiring. I'm..." She paused, then went on. "A fair hand with animals, all kinds." She waited as Onua looked her over, a girl in a green wool dress, skirts short enough to show leggings and boots. Brown curls tamed by a headscarf fell to thin shoulders. A soft, full mouth said she was vulnerable. Her chin was entirely stubborn. A quiver filled with long arrows hung on her back, a bow rested in her hand, unstrung. "Is that yours?" the trader asked, pointing. Blue-grey eyes flashed. "I'd not have the nerve to carry it otherwise."